Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service is reporting that Wednesday through Monday could be very interesting, with snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely Thursday into Friday, with a slow-moving front and low-pressure system moving along it. The eventual location of that front will determine precipitation types, amounts, and locations. Winter weather headlines might be likely needed later in time. We'll have Pat Pagano's forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. The Dutchess County Sheriff's Office has reported the arrest of Charles A. Keenan, age 48, of Dover Plains, New York, for arson in connection with an investigation of a structure fire that occurred in the town of Dover. Sheriff Kirk Imperiati commented the arrest was a combination of teamwork between the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, Dutchess County Fire Investigation Division, New York State Police, and the Dover Fire Department. On January 13th, J.H. Ketchum Hose Company responded to a reported structure fire on Brady Lane in the town of Dover. The second alarm fire brought in mutual aid in the scene from Amenia, Wasaic, Unionville, Pauling, and Gaylordsville, Connecticut fire departments, and Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response. The Amenia, Unionville, and Sharon, Connecticut fire departments also provided coverage while units operated at the fire scene. The Sheriff's Office Detective Bureau, the Sheriff's Office Fire and Arson Investigation Unit, and the Dutchess County Fire Investigation Division investigated the fire with the assistance of the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office. The Westchester County District of Public Safety and the New York State Police assisted at the fire scene. Keenan's been charged with one count of arson in the second degree, a Class B felony. After being processed, he was arraigned in the town of Dover Justice Court, remanded to the Dutchess County Jail without bail until his next court appearance. The investigation is continuing. Anybody with information about the incident is urged to contact Detective Pete Girardi at 845-486-3835. The Sheriff's Office can also be contacted via the tip line at 845-605-2583 or dcstoptips@gmail.com. All information will be kept confidential. As with criminal cases, the charge is an accusation. Keenan is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont said mask rules could become a decision of school officials. Quote, I think it's a real possibility, end quote, Lamont said yesterday during a news conference. The current indoor mask mandate for students, staff, and visitors in public and private schools is currently scheduled to expire February 15th, along with the rest of the governor's remaining COVID-19 executive orders. The governor first authorized mask mandates in school and child care settings in September of 2020. Lamont previously proposed the legislature consider enacting legislation extending the school mask mandate and other provisions of the sunsetting orders. The 2022 legislative session opens next Wednesday. A group opposed to school mask mandate is planning a rally at the state capitol at the General Assembly's opening day to demand an end to the statewide COVID-19 emergency and all coronavirus-related mandates. In New York, mask mandates may remain for the next month before an appeal decision is reached. The mask mandate could remain in effect for another 30 days. An appellate panel of judges issued a full stay on the ruling from a lower court judge overturning the mandate. The stay will extend until the state's appeal has been decided, and that panel said the state has until March 2nd to file its appeal. The ruling comes amid growing speculation that the governor may lift pandemic restrictions in the coming days, with the number of active COVID-19 cases sharply declining in the last 2 weeks. However, the governor extended the mandate last week to February 10th and said she may continue extending it in two-week increments as conditions and the courts dictate. And schools are still enforcing the state mandate while pursuing change in New York. A stay, meaning this mandate would remain in place until an appeal was decided. Masks were back on in schools everywhere. Confusion does reign, though, about whether masks should still be required in schools, what it will take for the state mandate to be dropped, and what happens until then. There's growing sense that the governor is getting closer to lifting that mandate for schools on February 21st. Dutchess County superintendents met Wednesday with the county health department and came away calling for the state to release metrics, a threshold for dropping the mandate. Meanwhile, on Thursday last week, Dutchess County recorded its 600th residents who passed away with COVID-19. That's a reminder of the gravity of the ongoing pandemic. The county ended last week with 1,242 active cases, down from a peak of 8,510 on January 8th. Meanwhile, the number of new confirmed cases for the week ended Saturday was 36.5% lower than the previous week and almost a 70% drop from 2 weeks prior. Taking a look at meetings coming up in our area, In Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act has a meeting tonight at 6:30, the Housing Plan Steering Committee on February 7th at 5:30. In Salisbury on Thursday, 10 a.m., the Pope Land Design Committee and the Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting coming up on Thursday at 6:30. In Ankrum, Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. on the 3rd. On Friday at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting of the Salisbury Inland Wetlands Commission and Planning and Zoning Commission. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands and Water Course meeting via Zoom on January 4th at 7 p.m. The Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom on January 4th at 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccines are coming to your neighborhood, and this is happening at the town of North Canaan, 100 P Street, on Saturday, February 5th, from 10 to 4 for anybody 12 and older. No ID or insurance required. All vaccine types will be provided. Northwest Corner residents only. Walk-in, no appointment needed. For more information, call 211 or visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. For guests who are deaf or hard of hearing, dial 711. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gum Club has their 12th annual Bill Soland Ice Fishing Derby, Sunday, February 6th, 8 a.m. shotgun start, O'Hara's Landing, East Twin Lakes. Door prize and prize drawings. Derby cancellation will be posted on their website, northwestctrodandgun.org. Payout based on half the entry fees taken in. All state angling regulations apply. One brown trout over 21 inch may be kept. The entry fee, $25 the day of the derby. Pre-entry, $20. Make checks payable to Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, P.O. Box 163 North Canaan, 06018. No bait available on premises the day of the derby. The application processing starts at 7 a.m. In North Canaan, on February 7th, the Board of Selection meeting at 7 and the Board of Finance regular meeting at 7:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a great menu, specials every day, also tapas as well, interlakenin.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,405.24, the NASDAQ at 14,346.00, and the S&P 500 at 4546.54. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.